Yeah, yeah, pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw, too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty fall trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger.
Oh, yes, today the first official day of practice for the 2014-15 season for your UNLV Run Rebel basketball team, which means that I, Taylor Byrne, along with colleagues Case Kiefer and Ray Brewer, do not have to talk about UNLV football right away. We have something else to look at, and thank God, because this football team is just worse and worse every week. But we'll get into that. Their 33-10 loss at San Jose State this past weekend. For now, the task at hand, the Rebels get going here with a team that's replacing all five starters, basically three returners who, you know, are going to factor into the rotation at some point. But it's mostly going to be these new guys, transfers at point guard, Cody Doolin, then mostly freshmen filling out the lineup. A lot of talented guys, obviously. Is it fair to say, I keep using arguably in all my stories, Ray Brewer, is this the best recruiting class in program history?
Journey of the Sweet 16 begins today. Of course. It's just tough to say because back in the Tarkanian era when he was getting obviously great players, it wasn't – the rankings weren't as obvious as they are now.
It wasn't as much of a thing to kind of rank all of these different players. And he, you know, dipped his toes quite a bit into JUCO as well. So getting guys out of there, that's going to be, you know, kind of different type of ranking and all that. But on paper, a lot to like, obviously. A couple guys who – well, Rashad Vaughn for sure is probably the one that, as long as everything goes well for him this year, he's gonna jump to the NBA at the end of the season. And there's a couple – I wouldn't be surprised if a couple other guys try – you know, have that on their mind and try and make that happen this season.
Are there any program guys?
Hopefully. Patrick McCaw.
Okay, because you know what a program guy is.
And it's something a guy that UNLV has not had.
Okay. Which you could argue has been part of the problem.
Oh, it's definitely part of the problem, without a doubt. Because there's just – you need those type of guys, A, to fill out your production, fill out your roster, just have guys who know what you want to do and are good at executing it, and to just give yourself some continuity. I mean, this is a tough task coming in. I've been mostly getting beat up on Twitter today, posted my story with my preseason Mountain West picks, and I've got UNLV third, which is about where they've been finishing in the Dave Rice tenure here, his first 3 years, entering year four now. Look, they have the talent to win the league and enough question marks to finish in the middle of the pack, which is basically what it's been the past couple of years.
The talent is good, but this isn't the Fab Five. No. I agree with you that Colorado State definitely has more seasoned players. Very tough to play in Fort Collins. You've got the altitude. They've got a great home court advantage.
Good coach.
Yeah.
Is he a good coach?
Yes. I think he's a great coach.
Okay.
Him and Fisher are 1 and 1A, Fisher being one really? As the best coaches
okay.
in this
I just
league.
When I think of that guy whose name I can't even remember.
Larry Eustace.
I think of other things.
You think of Natty Light?
The guy likes to have a good time.
Even the Diet Pepsi maybe now?
Diet Coke.
Oh, Diet Coke, my bad. Yeah, I think he's a great coach.
X's and O's guy.
I understand that his reputation has taken a hit, and that's what I'm thinking of, but he's a really good coach. I mean, look what he's done at Colorado State.
His highest scoring returner, like, tried to strangle him during a game last year. Like, this guy gets on people's nerves, and I know, Case and I both know, someone who had worked for him previously when he was at Utah State, I think, and he's just an a-hole.
Yeah.
But the guy knows what he's doing.
Say this about Dave Rice, though. Well, he's evolving as a game day, put people in the right position coach, right? Is that fair to say?
Well, you hope he's evolving.
He's evolving. He's learning that. He is the league's best recruiter. UNLV has, in my opinion, the league's best talent.
Have you not been able to say that arguably the past 2 years?
I don't know if last year if that was true.
Maybe, maybe not.
Debatable. I thought New Mexico had a lot of great players last
year. They
did.
Well, they had just great players.
Great players. Now, here's the one thing. Now, this offseason was pretty hectic. Would you agree?
There's always a lot going on. Okay. Here, but especially this year with just the sheer volume of guys in and out as you – yeah. I even forget that that happened, yeah. Honestly.
Rice almost left for South Florida, turned down allegedly $1.3 million a year to stay at UNLV for half of that, give or take. And now, Taylor, does that change public perception in terms of what needs to happen this year? Because any other season, you'd say, okay, a lot of freshmen – it's going to take some time, rough schedule. Let's see what happens. But now that Dave Rice, you know, flirted with leaving and some people were like, hey, go, we want a better X's and O guy. Now all of a sudden, tough schedule, great team, drama in the offseason. Does that kind of change the urgency right away?
I think it adds some different talking points, but there were people who were going to have that expectation this year no matter what. And so I don't think that necessarily kind of shifts any big dynamic. It's more that, look, he's got a staff in place that's, you know, seems to be improved, but if there are problems early on, that's ultimately going to fall on him as well, whether you're looking at, you know, what those guys are actually doing. Well, it was Dave who put them in place. And so there's pressure and all that, but I don't think that it's going to be a whole lot different. Anyway, people will bring that up, but if it's not that, it was going to be something else. They're just looking for anything, and expectations should be pretty tempered considering that they have to replace so much, get these guys to play like a team, and who knows how many of them will even be around to try and do it again next year. And the schedule, like you mentioned, like they're going to get beat up in non-conference.
Yeah, FAN is short for Fanatic. UNLV basketball, the only team we have in Las Vegas, obviously.
Hey, the Outlaws are coming.
Arena football.
No, I know. Okay. I just don't care.
But the owner is Motley Crue.
Care even Vince less. Mill. Care even less.
I thought you liked music.
I don't like Motley Crue.
Dude, that guy's a legend.
Good for him. Go back to your reality shows. He's become a caricature of himself.
Well, all those, you know, metal band, long hair guys have become...
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, either way.
I love that I sent us in this direction.
No, I'm just saying, you guys show some respect. The Grammys, or whatever they win.
No, they've actually never won one music award.
Yep,
so it's kind of like a sore spot for them.
Okay. Anyways, back to UNLV. Tough non-con schedule at Kansas. Arizona comes into the building.
Yep. Utah at MGM Grand, at Arizona State, the Coaches versus Cancer out in New York, where you're playing Stanford for sure, and then either Temple or Duke. It's some tough games. You know, you're going to lose to Arizona. You're going to lose that Utah game's really interesting to me, actually, because I think Utah could be a really good team. This is UNLV's, like, either first game, I got to go back and check again, either first game at MGM or first game in a long time that they've played over there. So it's, you know, in Vegas, so quote home game, but you get them out of the MAC against what could be a really good team at kind of a, you know, I don't know what that crowd is necessarily going to be like.
More Utah people, I'm sure. Not part of the season ticket package.
Yeah, but that one's really interesting. You should be able to go win at Arizona State and – you know, you kind of just take care of stuff at home. You got that South Dakota trip as well.
But always fun.
But Kansas, Arizona, whoever you end up, you know, playing, if you get that Duke game out in New York. And even Stanford's going to be – and that's not – they lost some people. But that's not a game that
sure.
UNLV can just look past.
Okay, Case Kiefer, you like to gamble. You're a gambling expert. Give me the line for Arizona at the MAC, UNLV versus Duke in Brooklyn – and UNLV versus KU. I've got a mill I got to get back to.
I haven't started like once looking at college basketball, so I'm probably going to be way off. But I say against Duke.
In Brooklyn.
Even on a neutral, I don't even know Duke's outlook this year, but I'm assuming they're going to be very good as usual. I still think Duke's like 7 points.
Ooh, I was thinking 10. 10 Duke. That's
honest to God, my first reaction was 9. And then I was like, UNLV's got a whole lot of talent. They're probably going to be – are they going to be undefeated? They're going to be undefeated going into this game.
Okay, what about Arizona at home? UNLV hunked up with Arizona last year.
This is
year.
A good one because Arizona obviously losing their two best players from last year. I know they got a big time.
But they just reloaded.
Yeah, they got that Stanley Johnson kid
coming in. Yeah, Stanley Johnson.
Right?
And they're –
Ashley's back from injury. Yeah.
They do.
Oh, they're just gone. Arizona 3.5
Yeah, in the MAC.
Is that during the holidays?
That's the 23rd.
So the students won't even be there.
Correct.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking in the 5 range, and now that I just said the students wouldn't be there.
Well, you thought I was going to hate on UNLV, and you were going to get a good number, and I was lower on both of them than you.
And then I think at KU, UNLV's got to be a 12-point dog.
I'm sitting here right now.
Go ahead, sorry.
I would say it's maybe like in that 10, 11 range, but there's so much that's going to happen. And these teams will look drastically different. You know, I haven't even been to practice yet, so this is my first time seeing some of these guys, or seeing a lot of them since the summer. And so it's just really – I'm excited about the year in large part because there's just so many – unknowns. I think people need to temper expectations, but I know that that doesn't always happen, as Ray Brewer started us off with some Sweet 16 talk. So he's already preaching to the masses who just want to hear that and want to focus on the NCAA tournament.
Sweet 16 of the NIT? Would that be more realistic?
What do you think there? So let's wrap up, because we're going to have a ton of time to talk basketball this season. I picked them third. Had San Diego State first, Colorado State second, UNLV third. With what you guys know about the league right now, which is probably not a lot because there's just not as much out there to read on them yet, where would you guys place UNLV?
Well, to begin with, I would defer to you, but even what I do know, I think that preseason three is more than fair. But if I'm picking for the end of the year, I mean – I'm not so sure I wouldn't pick UNLV to win it, but I think preseason wise, you don't know what this team is going to be looking like exactly. You can only go off what they've done in past years, and Brewer said last year was different, which I could agree, but I mean 2 years ago they had just as much talent. There was just as much excitement, I felt like, before the season, and they didn't win. So I think it would be really I think you'd be really hard pressed to put them number one before the season. Is anyone going to do that?
They should.
Yeah,
San
wouldn't
Diego
think
State
so.
Should be unanimous.
Okay, well, you just said you were getting some.
Well,
some fire
I think everybody
that, so.
Assumes that they should be second. Which,
okay,
if you think I should have picked them second and I picked them third, that's not really that much of an injustice.
Yeah, I think second or third preseason's fair, but I mean, I would not be surprised at all if they come together and win the league.
The one I'm looking at your top 10 or your top 11, 10 and 11, UNR and San Jose State. Can't go wrong with that.
Rashad Muhammad, though.
Yeah.
He's just got a chuck, man.
The one team I think that might actually be better is Fresno. You have them at 7. I can't believe New Mexico. I know they lost a lot. I can't believe you have them at 6, though. Is it still tough to play in the pit, though, right?
It's tough to play in the pit. And that, honestly, I think that's probably where they're going to get picked, too. I think New Mexico could surprise us just because there's so many people kind of putting them about where I'm at, that have, you know, kind of figured that it's going to drop off so much that, you know, it's kind of like just when you know everybody's betting one side, you usually want to be on the opposite. And so that's where I think New Mexico is kind of positioned right now is, you know, nobody's really sure that Noodles is all that good. The cupboard's pretty bare. They're really thin at big man and point guard, which are two very – important positions.
Nobody's good at big man in this league. Let's be honest.
I need to see some. I think San Diego State's going to have some athletic bigs that can just dominate people.
Lastly, before we get to football, because how many bids? I'm sorry. How many bids in the tournament for this league? Two teams, San Diego State and whoever plays in the finals against San Diego State in the league tournament.
My reaction is you probably have to set the total at 2.5, right?
Yep.
You got to think for sure it's going to be
absolutely
2.
Where
and then
it's
if
be.
There's a third, I think 2.5 is probably the total. 2 or 3, you'd have to say,
okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Yep. That's where I'm at. 2.5 would be the money line on that over and under. We may, as we get closer to the actual season, we may have to do a little something on that. Just a friendly wager between us folks. Moving to football, I guess we have to. UNLV goes to San Jose State, loses 33-10, trailed by 9 at halftime, but never felt like they were actually in it, and the wheels came off. Blake Decker injured but ineffective in the first half. Nick Sherry comes in, plays the second half, is even worse. Keith Whiteley, one of the few bright spots of the season, goes down with an injury. We'll see what happens to him there at running back. Devontae Davis, despite being week to week, according to Bobby Houck, of course, did not dress because he has likely had a procedure on his arm that's going to hold him out for a few more weeks at least. But other than that, everything's great, right? 1-5 season, 0-2 in the league. Man, they could get blown out at home Friday.
They could. It's not a good team right now.
It's Fresno State coming in for homecoming. And Fresno State's an interesting one just because they looked so bad at the beginning of the year, but they were also completely outmatched. Like, that schedule was brutal for them coming off of losing Carr and Devontae Adams. But I don't know that they've really figured things out at quarterback, at a couple other positions to where they can actually, take down competent teams. But in this league, all of a sudden, I think they might actually be kind of middle of the pack.
Here's how bad it is for UNLV, Taylor. There's players in the regular rotation for the Rebels that weren't even good enough to make our preseason All-City team at the Sun, local players. Does that say enough?
I'm going to have to ask you offline who it is.
Okay.
I didn't realize that. The kids I know locally were pretty good in high school.
Well, Michael Hughes is getting in there. He actually looked decent.
Yeah, he's played a little bit.
He's a good player, but I wouldn't think he would contribute.
He's not
as a
ready.
Freshman.
He's not ready. Exactly. But they lifted his red shirt last week.
Yeah. You're being way too calm and smooth with your opinions today. I can't jump on you for anything.
No.
I've agreed with everything you've said.
No.
This is just not right. This doesn't feel right for the Rebel.
I'm just saying, I've been a Bobby apologist since day one. He got me a dinner last year. And
we still have a collective on.
It's okay. There's a lot of lunches and dinners in this group.
That's right. I still have both of you.
Going every different way. It's right now, to me, you've got to build your program where your twos are good enough to step in. You've got to be solid recruiting. And I think too many times when somebody goes down, the person that steps in just is so overwhelmed. Player depth is such a huge problem at UNLV, and you see it this year where, I mean, even the punters hurt.
Yeah. Logan Younger actually has been really good this season, injured. They brought in Nikolai Bornan for one kick that he dropped and ended up being a San Jose State possession inside UNLV's 10, and then he got a second one that was – and he's pretty good. He's a rugby-style kicker. So they've got some options at punter.
Yeah, the punter's okay.
The optimism, there you go.
But the people that could tackle is the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the team defensively is below average. They can't
move. Well, they are forced to spend so much time out on the field. In the second and third quarters, UNLV got a combined 3 first downs. Yeah. 3! Yeah.
And they have, to be honest with you, if I'm Bobby, I go sign 3 quarterbacks in my recruiting class.
Yeah.
I find the best. I go offer every 4-star, 3-star kid out there and be like, listen, you have a legit chance to be a 4-year guy. Come to UNLV. You want to go to Texas with 4 other guys and be a backup your whole life? Or do you want to come to Sam Boyd Stadium and win the league? I need somebody who could throw the ball.
I agree. Texas might not be the best example right now.
I know, but I'm just saying that they have the quarterback position. I'm so sorry. Blake Decker's not the answer. Nick Sherry's not the answer. Whoever else they got over there,
not the answer.
Not the answer.
What's so frustrating about what you're saying?
Or they'd be playing right now.
Not only quarterback, but the whole depth thing is. It's not like this staff hasn't had enough time. Been here like 5, the fifth year. I mean, how can you not have the recruiting figured out to where you're going to have enough depth to be able to overcome this stuff?
Taylor Byrne, a genius, taught me something that I didn't know about college athletics about 2 years ago. That when you recruit, you don't necessarily you're not recruiting your starters. You got to recruit guys who are going to be program guys,
especially in football.
Yeah, and UNLV doesn't have any of those guys. Their backups are,
I don't know that that's entirely.
They're playing walk-ons
in a few spots.
That's enough in a few spots. It's. Yeah. I mean, you got 80 some kids on scholarship, right? 85, is it?
Yeah.
I'd like to see, It's too late now. The horse has already come into the saddle. 1 to 85. I just made that saying up. I don't care. I want to know 1 to 85 who are the kids on scholarship, and then get a Sharpie and scratch out all the kids that are injured. Because you're allowed, what, 102 kids in Division I football?
It's around there, yeah.
I think players 86 to 102 all played against San Jose State or traveled to San Jose State.
Well, and part of that, which is their other issue, is just that the ones weren't really any good at the start of the year either.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, depth becomes an issue, but guess what? If you're not very good at the top and mm-hmm. that's where you're beating people out, then it's only going to get worse.
Okay, UNLV is going to sign 20 kids this year, right? February 2015. What do they need? Well, they need
everything.
A quarterback, a running back.
No, they don't need a running back.
They don't.
Running back and receiver are probably where they feel the best about what they already have. With Keys and Boyd being young out there, Whiteley's got another year, Nafahu, and then there's like Henry Jacilla. But
those guys goes down. What do you have? You got to get some reserves. You need a good. You got to get the best player available, but you got to get like three nasty guys at linebacker that are going to run around, get a 15-yard penalty. And
yeah, that's definitely what they need is penalties.
You need somebody that plays with enthusiasm out there, right? Your middle linebacker is supposed to be some fast, wild animal lunatic jumping off apartment buildings in his free time. Somebody,
are we talking about Division I football or the movie The Program?
I like this. I want you to keep going.
No, I'm just saying, examples. This is the friendliest defense in the history of college football. There's nobody there that wants to make a tackle.
What makes them friendly? Like
they're friendly. They're afraid to hit somebody. We need somebody that wants to run sideline to sideline with some enthusiasm. That's all I'm saying. Defensive. I mean, my God, make a tackle, somebody.
Do I still have any eligibility left up? I'm ready. You have me fired up.
Michael Hughes Jr. or Case Kiefer? I like them both.
Yeah, Hughes, that's a kid that should play with enthusiasm.
He does, but I mean, he's limited. He's a nose tackle. What do? You pressure the quarterback and occasionally you get a tackle.
How bad is he going to get? Actually, I feel like I asked this a couple weeks ago.
Well, at least they got a home game. I mean, they're semi-competitive in front of the 4,000 people at Sam Boyd.
Yeah, I don't think they win this game. There's no way I can pick UNLV to win a game right now, but I actually like them with the early line at 12. I am not buying Fresno
they're
at all.
They're getting 12?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. See, it's too much. I think Fresno we've got a little bit too high
That's
on
absurd.
Because
they're
they played
getting 12 at home against Fresno.
Here's the truth, and I haven't talked to any odds makers about this, but monitoring very closely college football and a bunch of different odds, I honestly think there's only 5 to 7 teams in the country UNLV would be favored over on a neutral field.
Oh, boy.
Hawaii?
No, not Hawaii. Hawaii's good this year. I mean, much better. I think you're looking at SMU, Southern Miss. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
I had
Troy.
Southern Miss against Alabama.
Wait, so is this something you just think, or is there someone?
I mean, there's a couple different ratings I monitor that have them, like, in the bottom 10 in the nation.
We might need to have you call a bookmaker.
And just looking
put
at numbers.
Put pen to paper on this.
I guarantee you it's not more than 10.
Boy. Poor Rebs.
Yeah. Listen.
But they're going to cover against
Fresno. What's what is the – you've been to the Elite Athletic Complex before, right? When you walk in, what do you see?
The cannon.
Go take a picture. You got about 3 weeks left with it. Happy holidays.
You got to look at a calendar again, bud. It's about
6 weeks.
About 2 months.
2 months. Same thing. I took a selfie with me in the cannon the other day. It was unfortunately night, so it didn't come out that well.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I watched the Boise Reno game. Both teams scored like it was going out of style.
Yep.
I watched the very end, so I don't have.
Yeah, it's not a good selfie.
Yeah.
I don't have much
That's
to
okay,
add.
Though.
But UNLV, I think, is going to be favored at that home game against New Mexico, at least. Got that going for him.
Well, that's nice.
Scarlet and Gray every day.
All right. We're going off the rails. Let's get out of here. More basketball talk next week and probably some football as well as we must. Hey, maybe they'll surprise us one of these weeks, win a game. That'd be cool. For Case, for Ray, I am Taylor. We'll talk to you guys next week. Hands in your chest, running cause I'm a rebel with the ghetto connects. No fouls, just checks. Make a brother sweat, work for yours to earn my reject. Get it out.